Today, we're going to talk about a tequila that is soaring high in the sky. That's right. Tonight, we're going to talk about Socorro tequila. If you've been on American Airlines, you've got a chance to grab a couple of these amazing little Socorro tequilas. Socorro Blanco, the tequila of American Airlines. You got to try it out. Today, we're going to talk about Socorro Extra Añejo 5-year aged tequila. This is bottle number 256 out of 600. So only 600 of these made, and it's really special. And tomorrow, I've got an interview coming out with Pablo, who's going to talk about the whole process of making this special tequila. Socorro Tequila is made at Nam 1910. They're doing a lot of great things there. It's Highland agaves, all estate agaves. From there, they're going into a stone oven where they're cooking, from that to a roller mill, and then they're going into an open fermentation, a little bit of wild fermentation, but also a little champagne yeast. So doing something special there. And then from there, they're going into stainless steel pots with copper coils, twice distilled. And then they're going to brand new fresh American oak. So they've never been kissed or touched by whiskey. These are fresh charred barrels. And this is really a special deal that they did. So their Añejo and their Extra Añejo are just brand new barrels. And I'm really excited to try them out. Socorro Tequila, this is one that you have to check out. Now, let's pour a little bit of this. Now, when you are on American Airlines and you want a tequila, make sure you ask for their tequila because you get Socorro. Of course, you get the Blanco. You don't get the 5-year aged tequila, but it is a treat to have great tequila on an airline. I won't fly any other airline because they do have the best tequila of any other airline. So let's give it a nose. I get cooked agave. I get a really nice barrel note, a nice oakiness. The color of this, it's really more of a yellow caramelish or caramel brown color. I get a great oakiness. One of the things that's different that I say a lot when I smell an Añejo or Extra Añejo, I get a musty barrel smell. This one is different. This one is more of a wood and an oak versus that barrel house smell that you'd normally get. I get a nice floral note. I get a bit of a vanilla and a caramel note and a little bit of a citrus. I believe I'm going to say that citrus is lime. Let's dive into the taste of this. Cooked agave. I get that oakiness. I get a little bit of orange and I want to say butterscotch, but it's not a sweet butterscotch. It's missing the sweetness. It's got a tannic note to it. It's got a nice peppery finish that heats up as it goes into it. And then there's a little bit of orange blossom in the finish for me. This is a very nice Extra Añejo. There's a great balance between sweet and bitter. It gets you in the back of the mouth, like it really lightens up all of those feelings. And that citrus comes out. And then this taste, I get a little bit of anise as well. Look, I got an interview that comes out tomorrow on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. You got to check it out. Pablo tells their whole story. How Socorro Tequila started, how a guy from Argentina that was into wine and a wine sommelier ends up speaking English and learning how to make tequila. And then they had their first iteration of this product. It came out. They were trying to hit a certain profile and they changed it up. They made it taste more authentic, no additives, super clean. They changed the logo. And this Extra Añejo is a special bottle that came out with it. So make sure you check out my interview with Pablo on YouTube at Tasting Tequila with Brad. And definitely, if you find this tequila, check it out. This is a mind blower. It's different than most of the XAs. Less butterscotch and less sweetness, less dessert, more complex with deeper oak flavors and deeper agave flavors. This is a really good one to me. So I hope you enjoyed this review and I really hope you get the chance to check out my interview with Pablo. And again, if you're flying on American Air, ask for tequila. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got a comment about this tequila, if you've tried it, had it, please let me know. If you've got a tequila that you'd like for me to review or talk about, please put it in the comments. I'd love to follow up and talk about that tequila. Thanks. Have a great night. Cheers.